You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship with Lisa Thurgate Marks. Lisa Thurgate Marks. Live from LisaThurgateMarks.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Lisa T here, coming live from Mermaid Waters off the back of the Fire Force Energy Eclipse Doorway. How exciting for us all. What I would like to let you all remember in this time is, how many different breeds of horses are there? And when you are listening to what's going on with this fire energy, the horse energy, the 1 year, remember we have the beautiful old grand horses. We have to look at how they go nice and slowly and trot along right down to a little Shetland pony. We have stallions, we have mares, and that goes for all of you. I think just because it's the start of the year, we're in the Chinese New Year of the horse, I feel that some people, what I'm seeing is they feel that they just need the fire, which is the creativity, but the galloping forward. That is not necessarily true for yourself. It's everything revolves around where your planets fit with you, your personality, your circumstances, what you're working through. Horses, they're very intuitive. Follow your intuition, listen to the whispers of your soul, your gut energy. This is about you. It's your race. It's like every horse race that you see. They don't run for everybody else. They're not doing the same as everybody else. This year, run your race your way. You do yourself. Don't keep up with everybody else. Please remember that. I've got a beautiful caller coming through. I love doing my readings. It's not what I love to do more than everything. How are you today, Helen?
Okay, how are you?
Good, and you're from Buffalo.
Oh, yes, from Buffalo, New York.
Lovely to talk to you today. Were you feeling the energy coming up with the start of the new year with the horse, and actually the start of another 28 years in the solar system as well? How are you going with all the energy?
Oh, I'm trying to make it back and everything.
You good? Would you like a personal reading? Do you have a question for me? Are you there, Helen? Hello? I think we've lost contact with Helen. We're getting her back. I'm actually feeling into her energy at the moment, and when I feel into her, are you there, Helen? I feel that there is a real kick start for you. Are you there? No? Okay, I'm going to go back to talking about the year of the horse and about running your own race, because, you know, even like today, everything happens for a reason. Maybe it wasn't Helen's turn to have a reading, or there might be something just come up. She's coming back. She's there. Yeah, here we go. She's apparently coming back. Are you there, Helen?
Oh, yeah. Well, I got a fix now. We're okay. Sorry about that.
Oh, hello again. So, Helen, do you have a question for me today, please?
Well, can I get a reading instead? Maybe draw a card for me?
What reading? Sorry, you're hard to hear.
Are you still drawn to tell me something?
Yeah, I can tell you something. So general reading, very good. And the spirit's playing around with you up there. It's very good because I feel that sometimes spirit, when they do this, it's like they're trying to tell you to listen to your own intuition and feeling to yourself as well. I'm actually getting quite a few people coming around and I get the word dumping their issues onto you, but it's time for you to pull back and just think about number one now, Helen. It's about you running your own race. Children coming around you. I don't know what they're doing here. I keep looking and it's not so much an energy draining, but I feel that you're doing so much for other people, Helen. This is time for you in your life to start to stand up for yourself because you're quite empathetic where you're drawing in a lot of energy from other people for the fact that it isn't exactly exhausting you. So even though you might come across as quite lovely and bubbly, you actually have that on that air of exhaustion. So be mindful about where you're putting your energy at this particular time, okay? Because spirit's coming through, saying it to me quite quickly. Do you have a sister?
Yes, I have a sister. I have a couple sisters.
Yep. Someone up here in spirit's waving down at you, but they're actually waving at your sister as well. So whether it's a family member, it's a female, she keeps looking. Is one sister of yours a lot closer to you than the other?
Yes.
There's something about the sister. And I feel that whether you're going somewhere or you're doing something with that sister, let her make her own decisions and you make yours. We don't want the clash of the titans here. You're both very strong-willed, aren't you? So,
yes.
Watch that you don't try to persuade each other to do things that you don't really want to do. And it's coming through quite strongly. Has your mum or your grandma, I think it's your mum also, the energy that I'm getting around here.
Oh, yeah, my mum's in spirit, yes.
I feel she just keeps, there's needs to be, she's quite, has needed to separate you girls quite a lot over the years. And it's good because it's actually
we've been separated.
Yeah, separated. Like your personalities are quite strong. She's had to get used to pull apart sometimes. When I say separate, I don't mean separate from the family. It's like you allowed your own opinion because you're very headstrong. She's pulling you apart. So when I'm reading the energy, the sisters, it's like you actually still have to be your own person. You have to put yourself first. Don't try and please your other sister. Does that make sense? Because she's energy's like
yes,
this.
Yes. Yes.
Because
the one sister I'm real close with, the other one we're not close.
Yeah, and everyone has free will, and that's what you need to understand now. So when we get that separation and pulling apart, she needs to stand on her own two feet, and your mum has always encouraged this. Whether your mum's alive or past, it doesn't matter because I'm reading the energy of your mum. Your mum's actually got a beautiful energy that I feel here. She keeps coming back around. So who gets a heart palpitations?
Do I get heart palpitations?
Sorry?
What did you say? Did I get heart palpitations?
I said who gets the heart palpitations because my heart's going quite quickly here now. It's about looking
after. I get that.
You get that, do you? Because it's about looking after, keep coming back to yourself. Remember before I was saying you're doing too much for other people and you're people-pleasing all the time, too over-concerned with what's going on with everybody else? Really come back and really ground, even get outside, take your shoes off, lie on the grass if you can. Start to regulate your system and put yourself first and you will find it will subside. Is there a brother for you as well? Yeah.
Yes, I have a brother. I have two brothers.
Yeah, she's showing me the brother. Your mum must be really trying to bring you guys all together. So maybe if you guys can actually have not so much a meeting or a celebration or something all together, it will make her very happy, because I don't feel it's happening enough. So if you can be even the instigator of that. Sorry?
Okay. Okay, and you said the one sister that you see is going somewhere together, like on a trip or something?
Yep. And I like that. But when you do, you've got to, both of you actually have to be able to take turns in choosing where you go. Like, you've got to respect the opinion of the other one. Otherwise, there'll be some clashes. Are you planning a trip already?
That's nice. Well, we've been thinking about going somewhere, but I don't know if we'll ever get there.
Yep, no, you'll get there, because I can see it, and it's like, but I want to go here. No, I want to go there. So it's like, you can pick one and I can pick one, but I don't think that, you both have very different likes there. So choose wisely, one each, okay? That's what I'm getting.
Okay. And
is there any questions that you'd like to ask?
How long before you see us taking the trip?
I don't think it's far away. So within this first 6 months, I think it's coming up quite soon. I just feel that you're just going, we're going to do this. And I just feel that you actually have to do it, because you need to have more fun in your life, because you're quite very, I'm not saying you're stale, but you're looking for something. You need to do more than just work, work, work. It's like you just do the same thing day in, day out, where it's time for you to get the adrenaline moving and move your body. Have fun. I
need to live. I need to live. That's what I need to do.
You do. Yep, you need to live. And they're showing me, so I'll be fun. And keep that energy moving. I feel it's going to be very good for you, even to organise like a celebration with the family. Get together, whether it's camping or in a club, you just need to do something together. The energy through you, keep going. Enjoy your holiday. Because as long as you're going very far, very often. Sorry?
Oh, did you say you see me moving from my house? Or
I just get a lot of movement around you, so you could possibly move from your house. You might like where you're going too. So just be mindful of that, because you need to move your body. There's a lot of movement for you as well. So there's movement everywhere for you. You being number one is what we're seeing around this reading. Thank you so much. Don't absorb everybody else's energy. Stand up for you. Make yourself and your life the priority. Send yourself an abundance of love. Keep dragging it in, putting it out there that you will actually come to live exactly where you'd like to be, where you're soul feels rested, needs to feel rested, not exhausted. I think you'll understand that. So the infinite love that you just need to keep sending in, bring it down and give back all the negative energy to the source of where it came from.